All right, y'all. We are back, and this next guy is basically the original vampire of New Orleans.
His name is Vampire LaTroy.
LaTroy, and he is fascinating. His story can get a little slow, but bear with me because it's a very cool story because he is seen now in New Orleans, and it even tells you where. So if you do go into New Orleans, kind of look for him because you may find him. So let's get started because there's a lot to take in and it's very cool. Very cool. Okay. Records indicate that the man known as the Comte de Saint-Germain was born in the late 1600s, early 1700s. But reports by other well-known figures in history have told of a similar man that can be traced back to the time of Christ. This man was known by famous figures such as Casanova, Madame de Pompadour, Voltaire, King Louis XV, Catherine the Great, Anton Mesmer, and many more. While most accounts can't agree on how many events in history he haunted, some say he was at the wedding at Cana where Jesus turned water into wine. Others that say that he was present at the Council of, I don't know what this word is, Nicaea, 325 AD. Most will agree that in the 1600s, the Comte was an alchemist, and this is where he becomes more well known. If you're familiar with Harry Potter, you might have heard the term called the Philosopher's Stone. Let's see, y'all. Which was one of the many goals of alchemy, the elusive search for immortality, and something it is thought that the Comte achieved. Here is his history. Saint-Germain was out in high society Europe in 1742. He was described as vastly knowledgeable in the sciences and history, well spoken in over six languages, including French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Portuguese, Russian, and English, along with familiarity in Chinese, Latin, Arabic, ancient Greek, and even Sanskrit, which same. The first record of his suspected immortality was at a party at the manor of Madame de Pompadour, then mistress of King Louis XV of France. The year was 1760, and a confused Countess von Gregory approached the man, thinking it was the son of the man she knew in 1710, whom she knew to be the Count de Saint-Germain also. On approach, she discovered it was the same man who didn't seem to have aged a day in 50 years that had passed. It is noted that the Comte did not even deny that it was him or play himself off as a son. It is even said that he joked with the Countess that he was indeed over 100 years old. Sightings in Europe. For 40 more years, the Count de Saint-Germain was said to travel throughout Europe, never aging and continuously marveling the elite of Europe with his abilities, like his genius of the violin, or his painting skills, his deep wallets, his knowledge of medicine, and the fact that he always dined with his peers but never ate. It is said that he only drank wine, which of course he was said to be a connoisseur. Voltaire, the 18th century philosopher, describes Saint-Germain as a man who never dies and who knows everything. The supposed final account of the Comte was when he traveled to Hamburg, Germany, and befriended Prince Charles of Hesse-Cassel. Saint-Germain became a trusted confidant of the prince and lived as a guest in the castle of Eckernfjord. This is where it was rumored that he finally died. The only thing that accounts for his death, though, is a local record that states Count de Saint-Germain deceased February 27th, 1784. Marie Antoinette. The Comte d'Audemer claims that the Count was there to witness the beheading of Marie Antoinette October 16, 1793. He would have been close to 100 years old if Google is correct in their estimated year of birth at 1710. Yet, Even though the records of his death were found, the Count was continued to be seen all over Europe as soon as a year after his supposed death by none other than Antoine Mesmer, the man who pioneered the art of hypnotism, said to be taught to him by Saint Germain. Then records indicate Saint Germain was chosen as representative for the Freemasons at a convention. Story after story appears in written records, and never the man looks older than 45. The Comte d'Aunemer even wrote, "I have seen Saint Germain again, each time to my amazement. I saw him when the Queen was murdered on the 18th of Brumaire, on the day following the death of Duke, I'm sorry, y'all, I don't know these names, Dangean, in January 1815, and on the eve of the murder of the Duke de Berry." The Comtesse wrote this account in 1820. By all accounts, Saint Germain would. The 1900s. In the year of 1902, a man is going by Jacques Saint Germain, moves into the prestigious building at the corner of Ursulines and Royal. Now, remember, y'all, the convent is on that street where they have supposedly hidden the vampires of the third floor. It is said that he has immigrated from the south of France and a descendant of the Count Saint Germain. His first introduction into New Orleans society was a party he threw, where he invited all the elite of New Orleans dignitaries and politicians. He fed them from a catered menu on the finest china and silverware, yet didn't himself eat a bite. All he did was drink what guests believed to be red wine. Yep.
Red wine.
This supposedly offended New Orleans polite society, and Jacques, while immensely rich, never seemed to fit in. He was described as charming, highly intelligent, and a master of languages and art, but the company he kept and the fact that he was known to party a lot and he loved Bourbon Street kept him from being accepted by the elitist. Jacques Saint Germain didn't come back into attention until the police took notice of him. Jacques had picked up a woman in a local pub and taken her back to his home. The young woman later finds herself at the police station with a tale that sounds right out of a fantasy novel. She said that the Saint Germain came at her with alarming speed and strength when she leaned over to inspect some beautiful items on his mantle. With that speed and strength in full use, he pressed her against the mantle and began biting her viciously on her neck. As luck would have it, at the exact moment, a few of Jacques' more rowdy friends began banging at his door, trying to lure him to come out for a drink. The pounding distracted Jacques enough for the woman to break away. But instead of trying to make it past Jacques, she decides to throw herself through the second story window and over the balcony that surrounds the property to the brick street below, thus resulting in her legs breaking in a few places. Her desperate screams drew the police, and they took her to the hospital and took her statement. Jacques then questioned that night, stated only that she was drunk and decided to jump. Police asked if Jacques could come down to the station in the morning to give a formal statement. But you know what?
What?
Jacques never showed up the next day. When they decided to pay him a visit, they find his house is abandoned and most of his things gone. Police take this as an invitation to inspect his home and are confused by what they find. For one, there are bloodstains all over the tablecloths in the house, and from what they can tell, they are from different periods of time. Then to top it off, there was absolutely not one piece of food in the house, not even a utensils or plates, just a large collection of wine glasses and wine bottles filled with what police believed to be red wine. Yet upon taste, discovered it was a mixture of blood and wine. And I also read in another article that while they were searching his house, they found clothing from hundreds of years ago. They found, up-to-date clothing, but there was also stuff that nobody would wear that was so old. So they found that. So they were very confused. Comte de Saint-Germain and Richard Chanfray, the man who claimed to be the Count in the 1970s, Chanfray appeared on television with his claim and supposedly changed lead into gold. Chanfray committed suicide in Saint-Tropez in 1983. Let me see. The picture is taken from before it's news, and they report that Chanfray faked his suicide and is still alive today, which would be true if he really is the Count. And y'all, on our Instagram, I will post the pictures. There's a picture of the Count back, you know, in old times. And then there's a picture of Richard Chanfray, the man that claimed to be the Count. So I will post those up for you and you can see what you think. There have been numerous reports, even in present day, that a mysterious figure, sometimes known as Jack, will often harass tourists and locals displaying amazing speed and strength. Today, New Orleans is known as one of the most violent cities in the U.S., leading the country in murders per capita. But it doesn't stop there. We are also known, or New Orleans is also known for their mysterious disappearances, which are not based in the low income districts of New Orleans, but usually focuses on tourists and even visiting celebrities. These crimes give the city a dangerous and almost gothic flair and perpetuate the rumors that it might not be drug dealers that are pushing crime stats through the roof, but maybe a few vampires, and maybe one in particular that goes by the name of Jack. So, as I read, that's all that on what they have of Saint Germain. But I did read that if you do go to New Orleans, sometimes you can find Jack. He is around Ursuline Street and Royal Street. And he wears a black leather jacket. And he just kind of hangs out and talks to tourists.
And if you ever hear this, I really want to be a vampire.
Yes. Please make us a vampire, Jack. But also, while I was looking up all things vampire in New Orleans, there is a little cafe called the Vampire Cafe on Royal Street itself. And it looks absolutely delicious. And when you order a drink, they give it to you in a blood bag. And it's a very cool little cafe. I think it's called the Vampire Cafe. So swing by there. You may see Jack. And while you're there, you're right next to the Ursuline Convent. And you can see the shutters if they're open or shut that day. So what do you think? What do you think about the about Saint Germain? Do you think he is the original vampire of New Orleans? Or do you think it's somebody just trying to keep it going? And, you know, do you think it's just people trying to get 5 minutes of fame?
I have no idea. I honestly want to believe the vampire part of it.
Right? It's really cool. And also, they were searching his house and they found his wine bottles. And it said that upon taste, they realized it was blood. What were those police officers doing?
They tasted it.
They tasted his wine. And you know that with him being in high society, that was probably some age-old wine and some very good wine. And those police officers went in his house and, you know, popped those corks open and drank the man's wine, which it's a good thing they did. They turned, you know, it turned out it was blood. But still, like, who does that? You don't drink a man's wine, right?
Right.
But, yeah, it was mixed with wine and blood. So, it reminds me a lot of Lestat from Anne Rice, and I love that. I just think it's a really cool story, and I want to believe it so bad, and him knowing everything he knew, the stories he had, the people that said he hadn't aged in a day, and just very cool, like he should have been well over 100 years old. And you've got these historical figures saying, yeah, I saw him the other day and he still looked like he was 45. So I think that's very cool.
Yep. So, absolutely it is.
I definitely would love to go to New Orleans. Not for Mardi Gras. I know that's why a lot of people want to go. I want to see the culture. I want to see the paranormal culture, the supernatural culture. I want to know about Marie Laveau. I want
supernatural
to,
smut.
Supernatural smut. And I want to, you know, I want to go to the graveyard and put an X on Marie Laveau's grave. I want to do everything like that. And on my bucket list, I want to see a New Orleans funeral. you know, where they
the six guys are dancing back and forth with the casket on their shoulders.
Well, they follow the casket and they play the jazz music while they walk to the grave. That's probably not for every funeral there. Just walking the street. But I think New Orleans is just its own little place, and it's totally different from any other places in America. And it seems so cool, and I'd really like to go see it. There's so much to see. So, anyway.
Anywho.
But I guess that is it, y'all. Let us know what you think about the vampires. And if y'all have any stories of your own, or if we got anything wrong, let us know, because I would definitely need to correct that. But I'm glad y'all stuck around and y'all listened to both parts. And do you have anything you need to say?
Yes.
What?
Carmen Bra. I'm just worried about Peyton.
Oh my gosh. Please tell your joke so you'll stop it.
Nope. Watch the latest episode of South
Park. I'm going to tell your joke unless you do.
Watch South Park.
What did he say? I pulled out and she was Putin. Oh, that's not what he said. Y'all go watch the latest episode of South Park or he's not going to stop. Okay. So, Okay. Fuck Kyle. Okay. And y'all have a wonderful week, and we will see y'all next Sunday with a new fascinating story.
Sunday.
Yes. Bye, guys.
Laters.